This is Anas Ahalak, ANAS AL HALLAK, date of service January 21, 2013, dictating for Dr. Hassan Ismail. The patient name Michelle McKinney, MICHELLE MCKINNEY. Date of birth 06/11/1982. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason of visit, follow up. Next paragraph, primary care physician none. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss McKinney with the past medications you gave for hypertension, asthma, and chest pain. She was seen in the Sinai Grace Hospital and here in the clinic regarding chest pain she's been complaining of. and today she's here for follow up of her Holter study results and stress test. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of the same chest pain. It's a sharp, occurring subsequently and increasing with breathing. The patient state that the pain is relieved by nitroglycerin and sometimes associated with palpitation. The patient has no PND or orthopnea, no claudication. The patient currently is compliant with her medication regimen. Next paragraph, past medical history is significant for hypertension, fibromyalgia diagnosed last year, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, undetermined. Next paragraph, past surgical history non-contributory. Next paragraph, social history, patient denies tobacco, alcohol or drugs. Family history positive for coronary artery disease and grandfather and hypertension in both parents. No family history of peripheral artery disease or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies. She's not known to have any allergies from medication. Next paragraph, current medications. She's on aspirin 325 milligrams daily, Zantac 150 milligrams daily, Symbicort and Cymbalta, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily. The patient does not have the remaining of the medication list with her, and she was requested to bring it next visit. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, her vital signs are blood pressure 180 over 115, pulse is 87, temperature 97.1, weight 196, and height 5'4". Please don't base the normal template of physical examination except that neck exam shows small goiter with no bruit. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. EKG done today which shows normal sinus rhythm with no STT wave abnormalities. Next number, echocardiography done on November 23, 2012, which was good in quality study. With normal ventricular size, wall thickness, and systolic function, with ejection fraction 60-65, diastolic filling pattern was normal for age of the patient. There was a trace mitral regurge with a trace tricuspid regurge and pulmonary regurge. The interarterial septum is probably aneurysmal, however, no optimal demonstration. Next number, CT chest done on November 22 due to suspicion of pulmonary embolism. It shows no evidence of PE or acute lung process. Next number, Holter study, which done on December 7, 2012, which shows average heart rate of 88, minimal heart rate was 59 beat per minute, and maximal heart rate was 132 the patient appeared to have remained in a sinus rhythm throughout the recording. RR interval changes may be associated with sinus dysarrhythmia. Ventricular ectopy did not occur. Next number. Stress test done on January 14 shows there's the mitral, the myocardial perfusion is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Atypical chest pain. The patient is complaining of the atypical chest pain and relief with nitroglycerin. The patient had echo, CT, Holter, and stress test was back with normal or insignificant result. The patient was reassured and we'll see her back in our clinic for follow-up regarding this issue. In the meanwhile, she was advised to stick with her medication. We will change her her blood pressure medication due to her high blood pressure today. Next paragraph, hypertension. The patient blood pressure today is 180 over 115. We will go ahead and add Norvasc 5 milligrams PO daily. I'll follow up regarding this issue next visit. Next paragraph, palpitation. The patient complained of palpitation that accompanied her chest pain. Her Holter study came back normal. We'll see her regarding this next visit. Next paragraph, thank you very much for allowing us part three of Miss McKinney. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any question or concern. We'll see her back in 2 weeks. She was advised to contact her primary care physician and continue follow-up with him. Next paragraph, sincerely. Next paragraph, Anas Al-Halak, medical student. Next paragraph, dictated for Dr. Azhan Ismail. End of dictation.